Hello, everyone. It's just gone 42 years since Edgar Graham died, since Mr. Graham, sorry, Dr. Graham laid down his life for the United Kingdom. So he was a unionist from Northern Ireland, an outstanding intellectual, barrister, law lecturer, who was murdered at the age of only 29. He looked older than he was, but they say he was wise beyond his years. To think I'm well beyond that age. So, a man of firm opinions, and I certainly don't agree with him, everything he said, but a stalwart defender of freedom. So he was an outstanding law student, graduating from the Queen's University of Belfast in 1976, and going on to take a DPhil in law from Trinity College, Oxford. So they don't hand those out like confetti. He was called to the Bar of Northern Ireland and so on, and he was lecturing there at Queen's. So he was a very close friend of David Trimble, who later signed the Good Friday Agreement, who later became the first person to hold the office First Minister of Northern Ireland under a power-sharing agreement. So he was the chairman of the Ulster Young Unionist Council. So that was the youth wing of the Ulster Unionist Party. Back in those days, the Ulster Unionist Party was very much the dominant party and the unionist side there in Northern Ireland. And he was invited to speak to the Conservative Party conference in 1982. Bearing in mind, relations between the Ulster Unionist Party and the Conservative Party soured in 1972 when Stormont had been closed down, and many Ulster Unionists felt that the Tory Party was insufficiently supportive of their position. They thought there was double dealing and backstabbing because there had been secret talks with the Irish Republican Army in 1972. They were constantly fearing that the Conservative Party was trying to force Northern Ireland out of the UK and into the Republic. So, Mr. Graham was valiant. He fearlessly advocated for his beliefs through the 70s, through times of very, very high violence. He never carried a gun, never part of any organization. But the IRA was murdering people left, right, and centre, just those who dared to raise their voice for the United Kingdom to say they were British and so on. And there were barbaric loyalist terrorist organizations murdering people just for being Catholic. I'm not aware if Edgar Graham was a member of one of the loyal orders or not. Anyway, but he was willing to rock the boat in the UUP, and he publicly criticized James Molyneux, who was leader of the party at the time, for being feeble-minded, for not having good strategy. He thought that the UK government was also limp-wristed and so on. They need the smack of firm government. Now, there's a debate whether devolution ought to be restored for Northern Ireland, as eventually was, and he wanted to see that. Rather than just be part of the unitary UK state, because through the late 70s, most of the 80s, there was no legislature in Northern Ireland that was kind of briefly met. It really was just a talking shop without any legislative powers. There was talk about compulsory power sharing with the cabinet with the Social Democratic and Labour Party. That was the major nationalist party and the Ulster Unionist Party. So the nationalist unionists would have to cooperate on things to build better relations, to defeat the terrorists, and so forth. But no, he said that the Ulster Unionist Party should firmly reject that. Most Ulster Unionists wanted devolution back, and were willing to pay the price of not having majority rule, of compulsory power sharing. And Jim Prior, Secretary of State for Northern Ireland, he was behind that, an Oldertonian no less. He held that office in the early 80s. So Graham was a man of controversial views, saying, well, okay, as the mainstream state schools, which are unofficially Protestant, even if they don't have a religious affiliation, and then there are the Catholic schools, which are paid for through taxation, but often officially say we have a Catholic ethos of a Catholic priest would be maybe chair of the Board of Governors and so on. He said that's ridiculous because they indoctrinate people into nationalist history and so on, and nationalist politics. Well, obviously, ideally, schools wouldn't indoctrinate children at all. I mean, I don't really mind them having a Protestant or a Catholic ethos or any religious ethos or whatever. In some ways, he was correct that educating people separately is not a good idea because people grow up just not meeting each other, living in a part of town where it's overwhelmingly one denomination or the other. And then, likewise, their workplace and who they socialize with and their sports club, as well as their church and whatever, and just didn't interact with people of the other denomination and often therefore the other national identity, and he's saying they should mix together. Goodness. So he was elected to the Northern Ireland Assembly in 1982, but it was just toothless. Now, he complained that government funds were too much spent in nationalist districts and so on. But now, saying, well, they are disloyal, so we should spend less. But that seems to be like collective punishment. And so they were not law-abiding, but they're loyalist terrorists as well. And you mustn't punish most people in whatever the Fool's Road just because the IRA has got a fair degree of support there, maybe even majority support. But what about the innocent people? And subscribing to an opinion that is not in itself a reason to penalize people financially. They do something about that. That's different. And he said that the UK should not be attempting to forge more cordial relations with the Republic of Ireland. He regarded the Republic of Ireland as a hostile state. Now, it's true that in the Republic of Ireland, many people had the ambition of a 32-county republic. It's a completely honourable position. It's not one I share. And okay, the IRA went down to bases there, but the Garda Síochána and the Irish Army were trying to root them out, not very effectively. But still, it was difficult for the Irish security forces because most people in the Republic of Ireland would approve of the IRA's objectives, though even though not their methods. So they couldn't be that active. And there's often pushback for being West Brits and traitors, people we say in the Republic. Anyway, on the 7th of December 1983, he was murdered whilst he was in his university office. So that was it. So the oppressors, they murdered this apostle of freedom just because he fearlessly stood up for his nation, the United Kingdom, and wanted democracy to prevail against the IRA who were trying to destroy it. It's unclear why he was murdered. Was it possibly an intensification of the campaign, or is it because they realized that Edward Graham was such an effective orator and organizer that he would be a formidable opponent were he to become leader of the Alcinist Party in the end? So he's mourned by many. And that is Edgar Graham, who would have achieved so much had he lived. So another innocent victim of this barbaric force, the IRA, and I condemn the loyalist terrorists just as much. Now, Edgar Graham, I don't agree with everything he said. He wanted internment to come back. He's saying that ordinary security methods are not working. There are only a few hundred active terrorists, so round them up, lock them up, and the casualty figure will drop right down. And in these times, sometimes we've got to do it. Every country suspended habeas corpus. You know, the Irish government lambasted the United Kingdom for doing this. Obviously, completely hypocritical, because in Southern Ireland we suspended habeas corpus several times, sort of in 1923. And then in 1940 again, and then in 1957. And had we done so at the start of the Troubles would have been much, much smaller. And so a lot of lives would have been saved. Now, I'd be very reluctant to do so, but I wouldn't absolutely rule it out. And I may say, well, if you were so some pledge that you're not doing anything, we'll let you out or whatever. Okay, thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, then PayPal, georgecallan7980@gmail.com. Goodbye.